course, Lowney.
Goodness. Oh, heavens, Aunt Clara, are you all right?
Oh, yes. Oh, my, I'm glad you dropped in. Darren's in Boston on business.
Yes, I know.
You do?
How's Tabitha?
Wonderful, just wonderful. We're going to the park as soon as I finish measuring the gazebo.
Oh, yeah. The what?
The gazebo. That thing you just crashed through. The summer house.
Oh, dear. Well, I feel much better crashing into the gazebo than I would the summer house.
You want to come to the park with Tabitha and me?
Oh, I'd love to.
Oh, and then afterwards, would you mind babysitting for a while I go to the bank? You see, I have been delegated by Darren during his absence to negotiate a loan. How about that?
Oh, I'm very impressed. What does it mean?
It means that we would like to borrow some money from the bank so we can tear down the gazebo and put up a rumpus room.
Oh, well, I wish I'd known.
Known what?
Well, if I'd known you were going to tear this thing down, I would have tried to land right dead center.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness.
Oh, yes, of course. Oh, it's a lovely spot. Lovely.
Good morning. Good morning. Oh, isn't that cute? No, Tabitha, that doesn't belong to you. No.
Come, dear, while Mother gets a drink of water.
She's got enough toys now to open a toy store.
Yeah.
Tabitha, I said no.
Funny pony.
No, it's not a funny pony. It's an elephant. Elephant. And you must not take what doesn't belong to you. That's very wrong.
Yes, that's very wrong.
Funny pony.
She needs more sleight of hand, you know. She's going to act like that, you know.
What happened to... What of all the nerve?
Well, I'm terribly sorry, but
what's the matter? Can't you get her one of her own?
Well, I...
Here, love, here you are.
Please, let me explain. You see, it was just an accident. Well, maybe accident isn't quite the right word. How about regrettable occurrence? Unfortunate circumstance?
Oh, she's very hard to please.
Accident, eh? Some accident. You toy snatcher, you.
Why, Mr. Scranton, you wish to see me about applying for a loan?
Yes, well, actually, my husband is applying for the loan. But a business matter came up and it made it impossible for him to keep the appointment, so I volunteered to come down and give you any information you might need. Sort of expedite matters, isn't that how you bankers put it?
No. You're Mrs. Stevens?
Yes, Mrs. Darren Stevens.
Come in, please. Sit there.
Excuse me, sir.
Yes, Hawkins?
The appraisal on the Nelson house? I have completed it. To put it as simply and kindly, under no circumstances would I recommend the loan.
Why not? The Nelson's credit rating seems...
Shall we say that the Nelson's character references fell short of the mark?
They did, but they seem so solid. Well, they certainly could have fooled me.
Oh, forgive me, sir, but not me. I never believe what I see on the surface. I like to dig.
Oh, I'm sorry. This is Mrs. Stevens. She's applying for a loan for her husband.
Hi there.
How do you do? I'm sure.
You see, actually, it's my husband.
I just can't believe it about the Nelsons. Have you ever applied for a loan with us before?
No, sir. But we use your calendars.
What is the purpose of the loan?
Home alterations. My husband wants to tear down our gazebo and build a rumpus room.
I see. What's a gazebo?
Permit me, sir. A gazebo is a quaint word, a fast going out of style, that some people, few though they may be, use when they refer to a summer house. Most of them are very small. The summer houses, I mean.
Well, if it's a summer house, why don't you call it a summer house?
Oh, I will.
Where is your husband employed, Mrs. Stevens?
Advertising agency. McMahon and Tate.
McMahon and Tate? McMahon and Tate.
That's right.
Why, my brother's firm is one of their biggest accounts. Why didn't you say so? Welcome aboard.
How much do you want?
Who is your brother?
Well, Tom Scranton, president of Super Soapy Soap.
Super Soapy Soap? Why, that's one of the firm's largest accounts.
Is it so? Well, Super Soapy Soap. The soap your skin loves to sud. Hey, wasn't it your husband's firm that came up with that slogan?
My husband wrote it.
Well, what a small world this is. I know your husband's boss, Larry Tate, right?
Right, Larry Tate. Good old Larry Tate.
Well, we can move this loan right along. There'll just be this little application for you to fill in, a mere formality, I assure you. If my brother can trust your husband's firm with a $1 million account, I guess we can risk a few bob on him. You still here, Hawkins? Hawkins, I want you to go out this afternoon and inspect Mrs. Stevens' property. Just a formality.
Yes, sir. A loan to tear down a summer house.
A gazebo, Hawkins. A gazebo.
A gazebo.
Oh, Clara, everything just went beautifully at the bank.
You, Tabitha. Me, Jumble.
What on earth are you doing?
Oh, well, it's so long since I've been an elephant, really.
Why are you trying to be one now?
Tabitha wants that toy elephant that she saw in the park. Remember?
Why don't we try this? It's one of her favorites.
I did. I've tried every toy in the house. I've tried everything.
Oh, dear. Excuse me.
Oh, not just a minute. No. There's one thing I haven't tried.
Hello?
Oh, hi, Darren. I'm so glad you called. Guess what? They're going to give us the loan. Oh, they're practically going to give us the bank.
In the park. All pink and new. Polka dots of every hue. Hear this wish. Hear this chant. Tabitha wants an elephant.
Oh, I will, dear. I'll see that everything is shipshape when the appraiser comes. Oh, now, Darren, sweetheart, don't worry. I promise you everything will be in perfect order. Hurry home. Bye. Get rid of this elephant.
What elephant?
This elephant.
Oh, dude. Tabitha loves him.
Well, the bank won't. Aunt Clara, you've got to do something. You've got to get rid of it.
You mean now?
Yes, now.
Oh, I can't. I'd have to oblige, dear, but unfortunately, I can't.
Aunt Clara, you cast the spell. Just uncast it.
Yes, but I can't without the toy from the park. I should have had that in the first place.
Well, you should have thought of that before.
But I was thinking of elephants. Oh, no, I can't think of everything, you know.
Well, of course you can't, dear. Oh, I have to have that toy. I hope the woman's still there. I'll go see.
Oh, yes. Well, and I'll stay with Tabitha. And in the meantime, I'll work on it.
Yes, fine. All right. Oh, no. No, if I leave you here and you work on it, I'm apt to have an entire zoo before I get back. Now, come over this way. Come on. There must be some other spell we can use.
Yes.
Okay? Yeah. Well, so let's try one. Well, try something. Try anything.
Pink and blue and gray. Why don't you just all go away? Yes. I was afraid that was no good. I have it. Oh, I had the perfect solution.
What?
Oh, call the exterminator.
Oh, Aunt Clara. Hello?
Hello, Sam. Larry.
Oh, hi, Larry. How are you?
Oh, I'm fine. Just fine. How are you, Sam? Listen, the reason I called is I just had a funny call from Leon Scranton.
Leon Scranton, the bank president?
Yeah. And the reason he called me was he just had a funny call from the appraiser.
The appraiser?
Yeah. Are you ready for this?
The appraiser told Scranton that you have an elephant in your living room.
He did? Why would he say a thing like that?
Wait, there's more.
There is?
He also said that the elephant was pink with multicolored polka dots.
Well, that's crazy, isn't it?
Of course it is, but don't worry, I took care of everything.
You did? How?
Listen, Sam, Scranton's a bit of an oddball. Seems to run the family. So if it's all right with you, I'll bring Leon over to your house at 4:00 so that he can see for himself that the whole thing is utter nonsense.
Well, frankly, Larry,
because we don't want Leon telling his brother that his $1 million account is being handled by a man who has an elephant in his living room in living color. Do we?
No, we certainly don't.
Okay. Well, I'll see you at 4:00.
All right, Larry. See you at 4:00. Bye. Aunt Clara. Larry is bringing the bank president by at 4:00.
Why?
To prove that we do not have an elephant in our living room. Now, we have to get rid of that elephant. Or else. Heave. Oh. Heave. Oh. Heave. Oh. And Clara, don't stop now. We have to get it outside. If we do, there's a chance Mr. Scranton won't see it.
Samantha, now you have such a flair. Why don't you, try to get him out to the patio?
Aunt Clara, if I could him out to the patio, I would him back to Africa. Now, come on.
Heave! Ho! Ho!
Heave ho!
Now, Mr. Scranton and Tate, I will await without, but not without a pink polka-dotted elephant.
Oh, well, we did it.
Did what? Oh, sometimes, you know, I think you're very vague, dear.
Well, now, all I have to do is put you to bed, change clothes, fix the refreshments, and... Oh, well, what's the rush? I have all of 2 minutes. Come on, Dad. Go. Elephant. Nice. Oh, please go out and play in the yard. Oh, nice elephant. Never mind the music. Please. Nice elephant. Pretty elephant. Nice elephant. Bad elephant. Oh, really, Aunt Clara? Why did you let it back in?
No, I couldn't help it, dear. He was coming crashing through the window there, the glass, and I didn't know if you had it insured.
Aunt Clara. Aunt Clara, that's it.
What was it?
That's why he didn't want to stay out. He wanted to be with Tabitha.
Oh, yes. Well, I knew that from the start. They're crazy about each other.
Oh, I wonder who that can be. Oh, I bet it's Mr. Scranton. Come on. Let's see if he'll follow Tabitha into the den. Come on.
Wait for me.
Brace yourself, Mr. Scranton. You are about to see one very pink polka-dotted elephant on the patio.
The honest boy needs to be grounded.
Play quietly, huh? Now, I'm sure as long as they're both here that they'll stay put and there won't be any problem. Now, Aunt Clara, I want you to go to the park and get that toy. I don't care how you do it. Oh, yes, I do. Absolutely no witchcraft.
No witchcraft.
Yes, all right. Now hurry.
Yeah, yes, I will. Will you just give me a boost?
Oh, certainly.
What's keeping them?
A pink polka-dotted elephant. What else?
Refreshments on the patio, and I'll wear my brown dress. Coming. Hi, Larry. Gentlemen.
Good afternoon.
Doesn't take you very long to change, does it?
Well, that depends. Into what?
May I suggest that we dispense with the amenities and go directly to your patio, Mrs. Stevens?
Now, hold on, Hawkins. You're getting a little high-handed. Now, I think...
No, that's exactly what I had in mind. I have some nice, cool drinks for all of us. You lead the way, Larry.
This way, gentlemen.
Mr. Hawkins?
You said it was on the patio. Come on, show us where.
All right, what did you do with it? He's got to be here. I saw you push him out here.
Push what? Where?
The elephant. Maybe he's in the garage.
Congratulations, madam.
Congratulations? For what?
Well, you've won today's grand prize for having the only toy elephant in the park. With polka dots on it. $20 for you, dear. Now, may I take the elephant for the prize committee?
Wait a minute!
Oh, no, I can't, dear. The contest will be over at 6 o'clock.
What is it with that elephant?
It wasn't in the garage. But he's here someplace, and I'll find him.
Leon, how far do you want to go?
I don't care. I smell a rat.
Oh, come on, be consistent. If you smell anything, smell an elephant.
If he's not out here, then he's somewhere in the house.
Mr. Hawkins, really? Mr. Hawkins, I must protest. Please, Mr.
Where have you got him?
What?
I know. You've got him hidden. In a closet. That's what it is, in a closet.
An elephant in a closet? Now, are you satisfied?
Now I'm satisfied. That's not an elephant. Somebody tell me that's not an elephant.
That's not an elephant.
I found it, Mrs. Scranton.
Found the elephant. And he's every bit as pink and polka-dotted as I said he was.
All right, Hawkins, where?
In the last place you'd expect, sir. In the den. Follow me, please.
Well, where did you find this joker?
See for yourselves. He was here. He was. I saw him. Why would I say that I saw him if I hadn't?
That is a question for you to ask a qualified psychiatrist.
I couldn't agree more. Enough is enough.
We haven't looked everywhere. What about upstairs?
Upstairs?
The kitchen. We haven't tried the kitchen. At least let's try the kitchen.
You try the kitchen, and if you find the elephant, let me know. I'll come a running.
So will I.
There you are.
All right. I'm letting you know. You may both come a running. The elephant is in the kitchen.
And the king is in the counting house.
Counting out his money.
You don't have to come in, but come a little closer. Now what do you say?
You've been overworking him.
Well, I won't be overworking him anymore.
Oh, please, Mr. Scranton. Anyone can make a mistake. All he needs is a vacation.
Well, I'll think it over. Right now, I've seen enough. I'm sorry to have bothered you, Mrs. Stevens.
Oh, no bother.
I'll call you, Sam.
Fine, Larry.
Coming, Hawkins!
I'll give him something for his headache, and then he'll go.
Mommy!
Oh, Tabitha, I thought I told you to stay in the den.
That's not an elephant.
Well, actually, it's one of my husband's prized trophies. He picked it up when he was on a safari in Africa. Found it himself. I guess he really should have shot it first.
Oh, well, I hope I'm not too late.
Oh, no, of course not, dear. You've saved the day.
Oh, well, he certainly didn't do anything to help. What are we going to do if the mother isn't there?
Think positive, Aunt Clara. Haven't we had enough trouble?
Oh, yes. My opinion is yes, yes.
Oh. There she is. Thank heaven she's here. All right, now, Aunt Clara, you give me the elephant and I'll return it from here.
No, allow me, please. Yes. I want to redeem myself.
Well, of course you do, dear, but be careful.
Yes, have no fear. No fear. Polka dots and trunks that then bring to us a happy end.
Shall we make a tactical retreat?
Yes,
hang on.